Recent research published in the Journal of Health Affairs suggests that one-third of all hospital admissions involve an adverse event. Many in EMS ask, how safe are we? What proportion of our patient interactions involve an error or adverse event? Unfortunately, there is limited research on adverse events in the EMS setting, meaning we know very little about the magnitude of error and adverse events in EMS. There is a growing interest in detecting adverse event and error detection in the EMS setting. The EMS Culture of Safety Project, proposed by the National EMS Advisory Council and funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of EMS, has pushed the issue of safety for patients and providers in EMS to the forefront. MSARN has been a leader of EMS safety research, investigating EMS safety culture, fatigue, sleep, teamwork, and adverse events. Recently, Dr. Patterson and colleagues determined that identifying adverse events in EMS is frankly hard to do, and that many use different approaches or techniques. Widespread differences in chart review can lead to substantial differences in the number of adverse events detected. The technique used by one agency may be overly sensitive and identify many adverse events. The technique used by a neighboring agency may be overly specific, resulting in fewer adverse events. Dr. Patterson recognized this as a problem and assembled a team of experienced investigators to develop a tool and allow EMS medical directors to sing from the same sheet of music, so to say. The PIT-AE tool, recently published in the Pre-Hospital Emergency Care Journal, was carefully developed and tested for its content validity. The purpose of this podcast is to query the potential users of this type of tool and gain their feedback on the use of a standardized process for chart review and detection of adverse events. First, do you think that a criteria-based tool for adverse error detection would be beneficial to you in regards to time saving or identifying which charts to QA?
So I think that a standardized criteria-based framework for identifying adverse events and errors would be helpful because, especially in a system with a large number of charts to review and limited time on the part of the physicians to review these for QA and QI purposes, this system would flag or identify those that are most at risk for adverse events and errors, meaning that it'll increase your efficiency in reviewing the charts that are most likely to have these things happen. That is helpful from a resource perspective, again, because our time is limited. At the same time, there are certain call types that you'd probably want to review anyway that may not get flagged by this, and depends, again, on the criteria that are used. But some of those might be operational things specific to your system, could be new quality improvement programs that you institute that you want to follow, or it could simply be that you review every, for example, intubation chart or every STEMI case, regardless if it's flagged or not by this system. So there still might be charts that may not be flagged because they may not be at risk for adverse events and errors, but are operationally something that you'd like to review. In other words, that STEMI case, did they do an EKG quickly? Was it transmitted quickly? Did that patient receive aspirin? And did they go to a STEMI facility? And was there a cath lab activation? And that may not be at risk for errors, depending on the criteria that were set on this framework that flags charts, but operationally it's something that you should be there. So it would be one tool among a couple, but it would help efficiency in terms of identifying, I think, adverse events and errors.
I think the answer depends on really two different issues. Number one is who is actually doing the QA, and number two is what is your purpose behind the QA review of an individual chart. The chart review process is something that a lot of EMS physicians start to develop during their initial training in EMS, when they do their EMS fellowships, or over an extended period of time that they've been working with EMS agencies doing chart review, doing QA. They develop their own process, something that works for them and their agency. Someone new to the process could really use this tool to kickstart their program and start to capture essential elements during their chart review while they start to develop a program that's really detailed and specific to their system. They can really start to tailor something that begins with the tool that you guys developed, and they can start to tailor that to the specific needs of their program. A tool really won't help you to understand whether or not a medic has individual training deficits or knowledge deficits, because you can't, you know, if I show you a picture of a car, is it moving forward or backward? You have to be able to see what direction that's going. You have to see a pattern. You have to see a bigger picture. That requires a more in-depth evaluation of, does this person have a problem with cardiac physiology? Does this person have a problem with decision making? That's something you can't see in one chart. You have to see a pattern.
Chart reviews are widely used by EMS medical directors to review the care that's provided in the pre-hospital setting. Unfortunately, due to limited time and the volume of cases, medical directors are often limited in the cases they can review, often focusing on specific cases like cardiac arrests, airway interventions, or other life-threatening cases. Sometimes medical directors rely on QI personnel to review a greater subset of cases and flag those that need further review for a medical director to see. But there's usually inconsistency in what criteria are used to flag cases. So really we need something to provide greater structure to the chart reviews that are so common in our environment. The PDAE tool was designed to try to provide that structure for chart reviews and really perform a method of screening cases to identify those that might represent an adverse event. So now from the larger subset of all cases, we can actually look at the subset that might be ones that need further review. And really the goal is to provide improvements in patient care, either through better education, training, or availability of equipment, or even for the importance of the medical legal standpoint, as the agency would want to know about any other cases that may be tied to an adverse event. So hopefully with this or other similar tools in the future, we're able to provide greater consistency in chart reviews and really make improvements in quality improvement in EMS.
I asked both physicians what criteria they utilize when they evaluate charts and what would they recommend to be included in future criteria-based tools for ground-based DMS services.
These criteria should be ones that are obviously researched and validated so that we're sure that we're capturing the charts that are most at risk for adverse events and errors. I think it would be a useful tool. Of course, if it's something that's likely to identify charts with those things, it should decrease anxiety and stress. There should still be, I think, also a sampling of ones that are not flagged by this criteria because the criteria may not capture everything. So there may be false negatives that are still out there that we want to capture. So there should still be some sampling of the ones that are not flagged. At the same time, as we're using this, plus flagging charts for either operational or other sort of medical reasons. One other patient characteristic would also be age. So like pediatric patients, I would probably flag a lot of those because in EMS, you only see a very small percentage of cases that are pediatric patients. And so there's an increased risk of error just from medication dosaging and even recognition of the clinical cause of the patient's symptoms.
My primary QAs are those four categories, really, I guess, which is targeted issues, like are we looking for EKGs or are we looking for end-tidal CO2 waveform capnography use on all intubations? So that's a specific item target. The second one is what I call high risk. It's combined high risk cases and low frequency cases, meaning I'm not going to see that many childbirth deliveries in the field. And if I'm just hoping to catch them randomly, then that's unlikely. So I read all of those because they're very low frequency and I want to review all of them because there's very little opportunity to read those and see whether or not the education and knowledge and skill set is out there to do that particular, to deal with that particular case. So I need to review all of them. Then there's the high risk is sort of in the same category. I review all intubations that are in our system. If there's an intubation or advanced airway management, I read all of them because those are high risk issues. If there's a mistake made in airway management, it needs to be corrected immediately. The third one is this referred charts. Someone will send me an email saying there was a particular incident. I didn't like the way the medic performed. I'm concerned about their ability to interpret EKGs. Could you read this trip sheet? Whatever it is. And I'll just look at that individual trip sheet. Sometimes I'll then go backwards. If they have concern about an individual, I will look at an entire block of that individual's trip sheet. So I may take one individual medic and say, okay, let me read every single trip sheet they've written over the past 3 months. And that is a completely different analysis. I'm looking at whether or not that individual medic across numerous patient interactions is showing a deficit in knowledge or training. You can't do that with one chart.
Chart review is a key component of medical oversight. In fact, the National Association of EMS Physicians and the American College of Emergency Physicians have published a position statement that identifies chart review as a key element to the provision of medical oversight. The PIT AE tool represents one of the first efforts to standardize the chart review process with respect to identification of adverse events. Comments from our panel of physician medical directors suggest that opinions on chart review vary. The PIT AE tool provides a framework that was shown to be content valid. This check of content validity provides some confidence to future users that the tool was not simply developed out of thin air, but was tested for its utility. Future research is needed to quantify other measures of utility, such as reliability. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.